This album's celebrating an anniversary.
Kia ora, Sam.
Hey, Morena, what's up?
I'm real excited that you managed to find this album.
I trawled through the depths of the dark internet, the dark web.
Oh.
It was like being back in the 2000s trying to download music.
Also, my apologies, I kept on saying Trout Mask Replicas, but in fact it's Trout Mask Replica.
There can only be one Trout Mask Replica.
Yeah. But can there be, because it's a Trout Mask Replica.
True. That's very true.
Would it keep replicating, or would there be more?
It could be like one of those gene editing situations.
Yeah, we're going to have a pretty avant-garde time today, listeners.
Yeah, so
strap in.
We're looking at the
strap on.
Cult classic album Captain Beefheart and his magic band Trout Mask Replica, which is turning 50 years old. And thank you for that text many, many, many weeks ago who recommended it.
Yes, thank you.
As an album to do.
I hope you're listening right
I
now.
I hope you are too. So Captain Beefheart, he was born Don Glenn Villette in 1941.
Yes.
And from an early age, he became a very artistic person. He by age three, he was very interested in sculpture, interestingly enough. And that became his actual main obsession through his teenage years. He was a very good sculptor. And it wasn't until after that he became more interested in music. And it's when he met a fellow teenage person by the name of Frank Zappa. And they struck up an instant musical partnership. Two of the most craziest men in music history, Frank Zappa and Captain Beefheart. What could go wrong?
What could get right?
What could get right, exactly. Well, they were involved in the creation of the Magic Band in 1965,
ta-da!
Which was actually a brainchild, of a man called Alex Snuffer. I hope I'm pronouncing that correctly.
Thank you, Alex.
But he asked Captain Beefheart to join the band. By this time, he was performing under the name Captain Beefheart. And it was actually Frank Zappa who gave him the name Captain Beefheart.
Wow, you just abracadabra'd that name.
Pretty much, out of thin air.
For the Magic Band.
Because he was writing a movie called Captain Beefheart versus the Grunt People. That was a kind of thing he had going on. So that's where the name came
from.
And him and the Magic Band released two albums in the late 60s. They were a bit of a cult act in the psychedelic movement in California, combining sort of avant-garde sounds with jazz, blues, rock, spoken word, psychedelia, basically everything and anything. It's very hard to describe the sound of this group, this man, this record. It's very weird, it's very, very interesting. Anything kind of went. And by 1968, they were having problems with their record label due to the nature of the material that they'd been making, which obviously for the music industry, very conservative. They would have been like, "Oh, I don't know if we can. I don't know if we can sell this. This is pretty far out there." So, what happened is they ended up signing to Frank Zappa's new record label, which he'd set up due to the fact he gave Captain Beefheart complete artistic freedom to do what he wanted. So, him and the band spent 8 months tucked up in a little house somewhere in the hills of Los Angeles, recording this record, which became Trout Mask Replica. And the sessions were very trying and difficult for the musicians because Captain Beefheart was quite difficult to work with. He used to yell at the musicians.
No.
There was often physical violence.
No.
And one person who visited the session said it was almost like a Manson family kind of situation.
No.
Apparently so. So, when they finally entered the studio after sort of demoing and writing the material, the band laid down all the instrumentals before Captain Beefheart. He'd come in separately to record his own vocals.
Damn, where's the beef?
Separate from the band. I see what you did there. Thank
you.
So it was a very fractious affair. And for the music as well, very wild and very experimental, very avant-garde, sometimes completely devoid of any structure, these songs. They kind of just go all over the place. And, it's quite interesting. Also, Captain Beefheart's voice, he's kind of got this gravelly, howling wolf, bluesy style. It's something that you'd hear several years later. Tom Waits would kind of pick up on that kind of style of singing as well.
Yes.
I'm pretty sure Tom Waits was massively influenced by Captain Beefheart.
Like a gravel piano.
Exactly. And the instrumentals are very, very whack recordings. You'll hear that. They're kind of, they're very out there.
It almost feels like it's on the fly.
From what I've read,
intentionally on the fly.
From what I've read, that's precisely what was going on. I'm not sure there was many people sitting around with, notation or, tablature.
No, it didn't feel like that at all.
So we're going to start with track number four. This is called Alligaroo. And this is about a fictional character by the name of Alligaroo. and it's got a bit of a spoken word vibe to it. It's a very disjointed track, and you get a sense straight away here of the wacky experimental sort of avant-garde nature of this album.
Fast and bulbous.
Fast and bulbous.
That's it.
Hey, do it again.
I love that. I love those words.
Fast and bulbous.
That's right, the mascara snake. Fast and bulbous.
Bulbous also tapered.
Yeah, but you've got to wait until I say. Also, a tin teardrop.
Oh, Christ.
Again, beginning.
Fast and bulbous.
That's right, the mascara snake. Fast and bulbous. Also, a tin teardrop.
Bulbous also tapered.
That's right.
Now here she come walking, looking like a zoo.
Hello, Moo.
Hello, Moo. Hi, Ella. Hi, Ella Guru. She know all the colors in nature. Hi, Ella. Hi, Ella Guru. Hi, yellow. Hi, red. Hi, blue. She flew. Hi, Ella. Hi, Ella Guru. She do what she mean and she do what she do. Got something for me, got something for you. She show something.
Just dig it.
That's right, the mascara snake. Fast and bulbous. Tight also.
Fast and bulbous. Yes.
Fast and bulbous.
If you've just joined us, you are tuned in to 95BFM. This is Morning Glory with Geneva, and we're currently doing anniversary albums. Trout Mask Replica from 1969.
Yes.
Captain Beefheart.
And his magic band.
And his magic band.
Produced by Frank Zappa.
Yeah, Frank Zappa's involved in this, what, which I didn't bunch. Actually know. I just thought he was a random man who came out of a little knoll, you know?
It's kind of like that, isn't it?
He just kind of came out there.
He
and
just pops his head out.
Just,
you know,
went a bit.
So somebody checked in and said...
Oh, yes. They said... well, actually, one person said that it's good that we're doing this album because it makes up for playing Simple Minds before, which was a prize giveaway, guys.
Something wrong with Simple Minds.
Man, God. People really take this seriously when I go mainstream. Anyway, another person just commented, Marmite music, which...
We're trying to work out what that means.
Well, I don't really like Marmite, but quite a lot of people do.
Are you a Vegemite person?
No, I'm not an Anymite person.
Right.
I don't do the yeast spread.
You don't do mites.
I don't do yeast spread.
Sure.
They're weird. But hey, you can text it and tell me all about
Please
how much you love that Marmite.
What does Marmite music actually mean, person?
Well, maybe it just means that, like, some people like it, some people don't, and they will die for it.
I see, got you.
Like, yep. People go pretty intense yep. about the Marmite.
I got you.
Whereas I feel like I'm in an alien place. What did you say?
It means you love it or you hate it, apparently.
You love it or you hate it.
I guess that kind of makes sense, yeah.
What about Nutella, though?
Exactly.
Everyone loves Nutella.
What about peanut butter?
Yeah, what about peanut butter? Smooth or crunchy?
Interesting thing about peanut butter. There was a band around the same time as Captain Beefheart called the Peanut Butter Conspiracy.
Oh.
kind of psychedelic. Yeah.
What? Why?
I don't know why, but I'm just putting it out there.
There are a lot of whys in this time of in space.
Very much so, yes. So the next track we're going to play is called Ant-Man B, and this is track number 20. Like I was saying before, there's 28 tracks on this record.
So just for the listeners out there who have never heard this song title before, Ant-Man B.
That's the one.
It's an ant that is also a man that is also a bee.
That would be pretty cool, actually.
Yes.
But this is a quite an experimental bluesy track. Again, you've got Captain Beefheart singing in his gravelly Howlin' Wolf-styled vocals. And it also features him on saxophone. And it's interesting the way he plays saxophone. It's hard to tell if it's in tune or not.
White ants running, black ants crawling, yellow ants dreaming, brown ants longing. All those people longing to be free. Ant-Man B. Ant-Man B. All the ants in God's garden, they can't get along. Wall still running on. Sad one lump of sugar that they won't leave each other alone. Why do you have to do this? You got to let us through. Why do you have to do this? You got to set us free. Why do you have to do this? You got to set us free. Why do you have to do this? You got to set us free. Ant-Man B. Ant-Man B. Takes his honey, then he sets the flower free. But in God's garden only, man and the ants, they won't set each other free.
So I've come to the conclusion that the saxophone is in fact a trout, and it is the trout that is wearing the mask, or is the mask that is the replica.
Remember when you had those singing fishes, that used to sing like "Don't worry, be happy," and you push a button. I'm just thinking they should have a trout version of that,
but it just does like that solo.
It does the saxophone solo and maybe sing some Captain Beefheart songs. That would be awesome.
Yeah, yeah, that'd be great. We've had a lot of people calling in, texting in. Someone just texted in, way too many drugs, these dudes.
Well, it's the 60s after all.
Yes, it is true. And another person called up and mentioned the Electric Prunes.
Yes, another crazy band name from that period.
Yes.
What was it about that period and crazy band names?
Apparently a lot of acid.
Apparently so.
Not that I know what that is. I have no idea.
I don't know what's going on.
I just repeat what I hear around me. Anyway, I'm going to just cut to a little bit of an ad break, and then we're going to conclude Anniversary Albums, Captain Beefheart, Trout Mask Replica. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. See you soon.
Happy anniversary to that album.
Happy anniversary. Demo-